Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get wherever you're trying to go. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every Monday. So this will be a lot of fun, and then followed by Sources Say. So keep it locked. All 60 minutes, you won't be sorry. All right, Rob, we talked about Dallas going down to San Francisco, but there was another big game, and it was, I believe, let's see, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Kansas City. So this was the only upset, at least according to the point spreads, of the weekend. Obviously, two very evenly matched teams, we thought. But Buffalo really put it on the Bills, Rob. And now,
you mean Cincinnati put it on the Bills?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Cincinnati put it on the Bills. The score was 27-10. And at times, it didn't even feel that close.
It really didn't, Chris.
Rob, every time Cincinnati touched the ball, it looked like they were getting 10 to 12 yards. It was, they just ran all over the Bills. And I know you got something to say about Buffalo.
Chris, I love Buffalo wings. I love it with the sauce. And they're
they
famous.
They did originate in Buffalo.
Yes,
right?
They That's did. Yes, they did. Buffalo wings are some of the best things you could ever eat. But the Buffalo Bills are frauds. Chris, with a capital F. This is the same team that started the season scoring 72 points. They demolished the defending champion Rams. You remember that in L.A.?
Yep.
And then dropped like a 45-piece the next game. 41 on Tennessee that also made the playoffs. And here we are. They're at home again.
Tennessee didn't make. They came. You mean last year?
Last year, right? Yeah. I was coming off of last year. And was in the hunt this year until the last game.
Yeah.
Right. Chris, they weren't supposed to be here. Let's just be honest. They were supposed to be going to the AFC Championship with a chance to win a Super Bowl. That's all we talked about with Buffalo. and they got off to a start that we were like, who's going to stop them? You remember the, right. that talk?
No, they look
You can't
powerful.
Stop them. They got all the weapons. Josh Allen is a machine, is a monster. And they got 10 points at home in the snow with a leaky offensive line by the Bengals? How?
Supposed to be leaky. They didn't make it leak.
Exactly. And, Chris, we already know the history of the Buffalo Bills. With Marv Levy as coach, and they went to four straight Super Bowls, and they lost all four. The first one, if you remember, the Giants won on a missed field goal.
Right.
By Scott Norwood, right? A missed field goal. And then the other ones, if I remember, they got blown out. Like, they were, like, bad. But they went to four straight Super Bowls, and they have nothing to show for it. And here we go, Buffalo Bills 2.0. Ain't no way you could just act like nothing had happened and let's just bring the same. Let's get the band back together, Chris, for next year. We'll be good. Ain't no way you could look at that team and think that. Something is stinky in the kitchen. I don't know if a mouse is caught behind the stove or something. Something is stinky. And I'm not eating those wings from Buffalo.
Well, Rob, some of the before I get to my point, the 90s, 93, this was their last one they got to. They lost 30-13 to Dallas. The year before that, they lost 52-17 to Dallas. And the year before that, 37-24 to Washington.
Right. And the one they lost
and
was
then
what?
They lost to 16-13? The Giants
20-19. Yeah. Scott Norwood missed a makeable field goal, Chris. You know, I watched that game. You want to know where I watched it? I was in the hotel in Oakland, California on a Knicks road trip. And John Cirillo, the PR guy, former for the Knicks, Mr. C, had all the writers, had a big TV, wings, food, Chris, or whatever for us to watch the game.
Wow.
And we watched it in a hotel in Oakland.
Yeah, I remember that. Rob, a disappointing season for Buffalo. I mean, regular season was great, 13-3, but disappointing way it ended. And I think, Rob, they're going to have to look in the mirror and say, man, we got beat up. They got beat up. That's what stunned me. I mean, we know how good Burrow is. We know their receiving core. But Cincinnati was not supposed to dominate Buffalo.
Right. They could beat them, Chris. Right? Like you could win that game and you'd be like, man, Cincinnati. No, they dominated.
Right. And Rob, at the line, that's where it was. What? Look, Burrow outplayed Allen. Allen was not great. I don't think he was horrible. He just didn't do much. He didn't produce. He wasn't special, and they needed him to be special. But the game, to me, was won in two places. One was on the line of scrimmage. Rob, Cincinnati's not a top run game. They ran for 172 yards. 172 yards. Buffalo ran for 63. It's hard to win a football game when there's that type of rushing disparity. So, and then Josh Allen, Rob, was pressured 17 times. Joe Burrow was pressured 8 times. So, Allen was pressured twice as much. So, that's the first place the game was lost, at the line of scrimmage, which obviously dictates so many outcomes. And then the second place, Rob, and I like Sean McDermott. He's gotten them, Rob, they hadn't been to the playoffs in almost 20 years when he went there. And they've been there 5 of the last 6 years. But, Rob, he was outcoached severely, and he and his staff yesterday. I mean, they couldn't solve Cincinnati's pass rush, whether it was blitzes or whatever. They couldn't solve it. And then on the other side of the ball, Cincinnati, Rob, the first touchdown, Ja'Marr Chase, there was nobody within 15 yards of him when he caught the ball, and he ran it into the end zone. And then Hayden Hurst wide open for the second touchdown. And that was really the game because Buffalo only scored 10 points. So 14 was all they needed, but they were wide open. Buffalo did not look prepared. And I think Sean McDermott's a good coach, Rob, but yesterday has to scare you.
Chris, sometimes, and You're right. He is a good coach. But some coaches just might not be able to get you to where you want to go. And right. sometimes you have to – it's a hard pill to swallow. And you go, you know what? This guy's good, but he ain't good enough.
Right. Remember Marty Schottenheimer?
Yes. Marty Schottenheimer used to win 12, 13 games every year, Chris.
Yep.
And he got fired after winning 14 games in a season. That because they lost in the playoffs. And it was like, we've seen this movie. Marty Schottenheimer can't win you the big game.
Yep.
And at some point, I mean, look at Andy Reid's record, Chris. He got fired in Philadelphia. Went to the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row.
Yep.
Went to the Super Bowl. Couldn't win. Thank you, Andy Reid. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks.
Yep.
Andy Reid's record in Philly, Chris, is better than McDermott. And he got fired.
Right.
After a while, you have to look and say, and then, of course, Philly won a championship.
Right. And who knows?
And might win another one. I'll get to the final. I'll get to the championship.
Yep. Nah, you're right. It's a tough one. I tell you what, and I know we talked about this guy last week being overrated, and he is because he's rated so highly. He's overrated.
It doesn't mean that we think he's a bum.
Right, right.
That's not what we said.
And I might put a call in to Sean Payton if I'm Buffalo. I'm serious. Because you don't know when. I mean, I think, you know, with the Mahomes, with an Allen, with the Burrow, I think guys like that, obviously it was true with Rodgers, Brady, and these guys. Your window is your prime, I believe.
So right.
I think even though Rodgers hadn't won a Super Bowl, even been to one in a decade, they're a contender every year.
Right.
This year obviously was different, but the window during his prime was always open. And I think that's what they have to look at at Buffalo and say, look, our window is with Josh, but is McDermott the guy to get us there? At the very least, Rob, at the very least, I think they need an offensive coordinator. I wasn't impressed with Ken Dorsey this year.
You know what? I Chris, I know they struggled. There were some points where, and they did that the year before too, where they struggled offensively.
Right.
But they did put up some big points early on. And I don't know, is it the offensive coordinator? Is it him? Or was it Josh Allen? Was it that the players didn't, you know?
Allen does need, and some of this could be
Chris,
on the QB coach too.
But the turnovers hurt you as well. I mean,
right.
Like, I'm just saying in general, if you're the offensive coordinator, I don't, whatever plays you're calling, the guy's throwing the ball to the other team or fumbling the ball, right?
Right. And I think too, Rob, like some of those third and shorts, and he's throwing deep. I mean, it's great if it works, but if it doesn't work, now you're facing fourth and two or fourth and four. You know what I mean? And that's tough. So I just think like what Burrow, take your pick, Burrow, Allen, whatever. Allen wins with his physical tools and gifts. Burrow wins with his mind, his savvy, his, you know, poise, making the right decisions. And Rob, Brady won with that. Montana won with that. Like, they got to get somebody, whether it's a QB coach or an offensive coordinator, and I'm sure they're telling Josh this, but somebody's got to get it through his head that he's got to become a better decision maker.
Right, because all of your talent and all of the other stuff you have, Chris, goes out the window and can be neutralized if you turn the ball over too much.
Right.
You could be one of the best players out there, but if you're going to keep giving up the ball, as you see, and I'm not putting Dak in his class, but that deflates you. It kills you. Like that you can lose a lot of ways. Can't give up the ball like that. You just can't do it. It's
and
hard
look,
to win.
They did have some injuries. Micah Hyde was out. Tre'Davious White, he never seemed to get back Tre'Davious White to himself. I don't think he played very well this year when he did come back. Obviously, Von Miller, Rob, that was the big – I mean, that's one of the major reasons I picked him to win the Super Bowl because, you know, and then he gets hurt midway through the season.
No, that hurt. There's no doubt.
So they had some injuries, but those were on the defensive side. they still only scored 10 points offensively.
So, 10 points at home, Chris, in the snow.
Yeah, they got some soul searching to do, and they got to make some moves, and we'll see. But I it's like Baltimore. Yeah, they've fallen short, but as long as you got Lamar playing well, you're a contender, and they were. And I think it's the same thing with Buffalo. But if they want to get over that hump, they got to make some moves. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We are asking you about the Buffalo Bills. Should they consider moving on from head coach Sean McDermott after that embarrassing performance against the Cincinnati Bengals? It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis,
and together we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. The Bills, Sean McDermott, time for a new coach up there in Buffalo. Your thoughts?
Frauds. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go. Adrian in Riverside. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adrian?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you, bud.
I think absolutely with Sean Payton being out there, you definitely have to entertain that idea. I think offensive-minded coaches are a little more successful right now. I know Bill Belichick's a defensive guy, but you got guys like Shanahan, LaFleur, McVay. I think that'll really kind of boost Josh Allen's gameplay.
Yeah, because I think it's just similar. I mean, he's way better than Russell Wilson at this point, but it's just the same thing in Denver. You have a quarterback like this who's locked up on a contract, and obviously Josh is playing well, but you have to maximize him. You have to get a guy that's going to have him playing at the absolute top of his game and teach him to play the quarterback position even better than he already does. So, yeah, I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brody. In Arizona, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Brody?
Good afternoon, good evening. I wanted to say, first of all, love the show.
Thank you.
I'm hardly in the truck this time of day, but when I do, I listen to y'all all the time, and it's great.
Thank you, brother.
Here's my point about people are starting to bag a little bit on Josh Allen. Is it possible just that he just might need that couple years of losing to learn before he gets over that hump? I mean, not all the great quarterbacks won their first couple times out.
No, that's true. It's hard to win.
In his ninth season, Peyton Manning, and then he didn't win again until the last year of his career.
Right.
Brady went a full decade without winning.
People forget that the two Brady periods, Chris. Right.
Yep.
It's hard.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what I'm saying is the kid obviously has talent. Any team will take him.
Right.
But you hit the nail on the head when you say he just needs that one old timer to sit by him when he comes out off the field and just tweak his game a little bit and get him thinking in the right way, and then he's off and running because he's got all the tools for sure.
Oh, he's talented. There's no doubt. Brody, thanks for the call. Thanks for the support. We appreciate you. How about Ryan, Chris, in the Bay Area? You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I just want to point out that, yes, they should move on from Sean McDermott, but Buffalo's a nice cat. And when they,
oh, he's got a bad phone.
Sorry about
but
that.
But he took a two-step back this year because he lost his offensive coordinator to the Giants.
You talking about Josh Allen?
Yeah, Daboll.
That hurt. I mean, his stats are very similar, but yeah, I mean, I think Daboll is great with quarterbacks. You see what he did with Daniel Jones.
Right. But they did. I don't know what their points are, Chris, compared to a year ago. It wasn't that different. They scored 72 the first two games.
Yeah, it was the numbers were similar.
Similar.
I don't think they looked as good, but yeah. Obviously right.
It wasn't like
playoffs,
they fell off the cliff though. Right. Marley in Rochester, New York. My goodness. Have you ever been to Rochester, Chris?
Hey,
yes.
Man.
We played there in college. We played at the University of Rochester.
I've been up there, Marley, to Rochester. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. But, hey, I think you're right, man. We need another coach, man, somebody that's going to motivate the team harder because ain't no reason we ain't got a tough run game in the snow at home.
Yeah,
right. You know? See, that's the thing.
We need a beast-style running back. We need a beast-style running back in that red zone.
Right.
For real. You know, it's like, well, what the hell Mixon and Chase doing rushing through and getting stopped by the secondary? You know, it seemed like our defensive lineman was running to get blocked instead of going after the person with the ball.
Hey,
they did not look prepared.
Hey,
no.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, Marley, let me ask you, what was the venom up there? I know fans were mad. That last thing they thought they were going to lose at home in the snow. What were people saying today on the radio up in Buffalo?
Well, you we just quiet. Everybody's saying, you know, yeah, we need a replacement for McDermott.
Oh,
you
really?
Know,
because so that's the talk,
he sort of meets and it's up against, you know, the owners. They might not release him because they're too nice, you know, and McDermott's a nice guy. Man, bump that. We need a tough guy.
Right.
You know, that's what a Buffalo is, you know. Run hard, you know, get slammed through the tables. You know, hey, if you don't run that play right, you getting slammed through the table just like they do in the tailgate, okay?
No doubt.
You know,
Marley,
hey, somebody well, tough
and
like
the
that.
Other
thanks,
thing
Marley.
Is this, Rob,
thank you.
And obviously Josh Allen is in the middle of his prime, Rob, but he does run so hard and take so many hits. It can remind you of Cam Newton. Hopefully the similar thing doesn't happen to him.
Right.
But Cam only had, what, a good 10 years?
Right. Made it to the Super Bowl one time. Let's go to Chili Tim. He's got a hot take, Chris. I think he mentioned this before. Chili Tim, we don't have that much time, but are you serious? You hell-bent on this?
Yeah. You know how the 72 Dolphins call in when somebody loses a game? Well, every time that Josh Allen loses in the playoffs, I'm calling up to say, I told you he wasn't going to win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Hey, he got a long way to go.
I know,
man.
We got you
and
down.
Exactly.
By the time we get to the end of his career, when Chris is doing the show, I'll be retired in Arizona, but Chris will be doing the show. And
Arizona, huh? That's where you're going?
That's right.
The only thing a new coach coming in for the Bills is going to do, Josh Allen's going to get him fired in a couple of years, too. It's not the coach, it's Josh Allen.
Nah, I don't agree with
you. Tim, you don't like him at all, huh? Wow. That's shocking.
All right, we got our man Rod Woodson coming up next, the Hall of Famer. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we welcome in the Hall of Famer. He was making sure we had his theme music ready. The great Rod Woodson. What's up, man?
Yo.
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Good to rap with you as always. Let's get right to it. Rob and I were just talking about Buffalo. And I threw out there, you know, Sean McDermott has done a very good job there. You know, Rod, they hadn't made the playoffs in like two decades almost. And he's made it five of his six seasons. But I don't know. I wonder if, I mean, they didn't look prepared Sunday.
They got run over in their own yard
in
the snow.
They didn't solve Cincinnati on either side of the ball, the pass rush, or, I mean, receivers were wide open. The run game for Cincinnati was ridiculous. I'm wondering, I mean, I think they maybe should at least think about and make a call to a Sean Payton or something. They need a better offensive mind, I think.
Nah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't think so. You know, two things. I think, first, They look like they couldn't play in snow, and they live in snow.
Right.
That's the first thing. I was like, wait a minute. These guys do not live in this thing? Don't they look like they were from Florida?
Yeah.
But it just looked like they couldn't – all their footing, they couldn't hold their footing, all that. I think Von Miller being out – and, you know, they got a smallish defensive line, right? They're not the biggest of guys. So not having Von in their passing game, I think, hurt them. But then not having stout interior guys hurt them, and, you know, especially in the weather like that. Weather like that, if you don't have a stout guy inside – you know, you can get pushed around a little bit. You know, they didn't get a lot of pressure. They didn't get a lot of pressure on Joe Burrow. So, I mean, it's, you know, it didn't seem like honestly, I could say that they probably played their worst game of the year in the most critical time of the year.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow when people had high expectations of that Buffalo team. Let me ask you the other team we saw, Greg Jennings. Me and Chris got on Greg. He said that Daniel Jones was a top 10 quarterback. I think we might even ask you about it because we were like, what?
What'd you
make? I mean, I didn't think they got a chance to beat the Eagles. What did you make of the Eagles and the Giants' performance? Because they really weren't in that game.
I mean, the Eagles look like they're by far the best team in the National Football League right now. And I know, you know, next week, you know, they're going to be, you know, 49ers are going to have something to say about that. But, you know, they just have played great football on both sides of the ball the vast majority of the year. And I know the 49ers have won 11 in a row, 12 in a row now. I understand that. But I'm just saying the Eagles look like they're really good. So, for me, I never thought the Giants were that good of a football team. Yes, they won their football game.
I agree with you.
The ball should, you know, he should get his credit because he did change and flip the mentality of the players and that culture in his first year. But I just had never – watching them play, I just never thought that they were that good. I just thought they were winning their games. I don't think – you know, every time they played a good team, they did get blown out. And then when they played the Eagles, a very good team again, they got blew out.
Dak in Dallas, we saw that game, of course. Dak is getting the lion's share of the blame.
More turnovers, more interceptions.
And that's fair. We know everybody deserves something.
I mean, he's thrown, what, 17 interceptions in the last 14 games?
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
You know, that's a lot of interceptions, man. That's hard to overcome that. You know, even though as good as their defense is. Yeah, you know, the defense has played pretty good football. But, listen, you got to give a lot of credit to the 49ers and how they played. And I give, you know, Dak is a really good quarterback. Did he have his best year? No. Is it all his fault? No. I knew they were downhill, and they still had an opportunity, right? I just knew once Pollard got hurt, I thought it was going to be a tough task for them to really come back. You know, you really don't have a number two go-to receiver outside of, you know, you look at 88, he's the go-to guy. Outside of him, I don't know if there is another go-to guy. Outside the running game, you know, I thought Dak was predetermined in his throws in the game. And really the last part of the season, the last half of the season, he was predetermined in his throws. And that gets him in trouble at times.
Hey, Rod, did you see the tweet by the governor of Texas making fun of the Cowboys kicker? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Are you ready for this?
Well.
I know.
He kicked well, though.
But I think
except for that first
the first block,
point.
Right, the block one. And the governor, all right, this is how bad it is. The governor, are you ready for this? I didn't even know this, Chris. Did you know that Greg Abbott said he kicks as good as Brett Maher, right? And he's in a wheelchair, the governor.
I know, right?
Did you know that, Chris?
So
that
the governor can kick as good.
Yes, and he can't even use his legs. He had a tree fall on him, and he's been in a wheelchair. I just thought for a governor to put that out in the public was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think the public figures should be making fun of.
Oh, right.
You know. I mean, we can all, you know, say he should have made his kicks, and that's one thing. But to to do a jest like that on social media, you know, that's very distasteful. But then I'm not surprised because he is the governor of Texas.
Right, there we go.
Right. So what do you, if you're running the Cowboys, what would your priorities be in the offseason? Because obviously Jerry.
You can't fire Jerry. So other than firing Jerry, what can you get done?
You know, they got a good team. I'll get me a number two receiver, a legit number two receiver to go to. And, you know, I think defensively, I think they're good enough. I think offensively, they're good enough. You know, I think Dak is not going to do this again next year. He's not going to throw 17 interceptions in 14 games next year. He's just not going to do it. Say it again.
So what about throwing 15?
Right.
I don't think he's going to throw 15. I think he's a good player. I just think, you know, sometimes it's not your year. So I don't think it was his year. I just don't think they have to overreact. I just think you got to get another receiver. You got to get another go-to guy. If you can get a 1-2 punch in the passing game, like you have a 1-2 punch in the run game, that takes a lot of pressure off of that.
But
I think for him, he just can't predetermine. And really, what makes me a little nervous is that Kellen Moore, the coordinator, has to help him and tell him, bro, you got to predetermine your throws. Take what the defense is giving you, and let's move the ball down the field.
How about the last couple of the last two playoff games where Dak, really the offense was terrible? I can't remember. The score was kind of deceiving last year, but he had one touchdown and a pick. And this year he has another one touchdown and two picks. So he has two touchdowns and three picks in the last two postseason games. And the offense in the postseason just – And last year, Rod, you remember the Cowboys scored the most points in the league, and they had trouble.
Right. So this is my question. So Kellen Moore gets all the credit for all the wins, and then Dak gets all the credit for all the losses.
Well, that's not. I don't agree with that.
You're right.
I don't agree with that.
That's how.
I think that has to be shared to even the offensive coordinator. So he should take up some of the blame because he is also, you know, he's helping the quarterback. He's there. He's his eyes. He's played quarterback. He should be telling him, hey, listen, I need you to see this when this is going on and help him make his decision, even though he's not making the throws for him, but make his decision and tell him not to predetermine this stuff. And if he can do that, then Dak, he's at his better version of himself than before.
So, Rob, before you go, who you picking next weekend?
49ers.
Are you?
I like the 49ers. I like the 49ers.
And you were just talking about how great Philly's been playing.
I know.
I like the 49ers because their defense, even though I like Philly's defense, and they had, you know, they got 75 sacks, which is the third most, I think, ever, in even including playoffs, right? I know that. It's something about the 49ers this year and their defense. Now, even though their defense has been playing great, but I think they've been playing good enough. Now, if the Philly can run the ball against them, then I think Philly has an opportunity to do that, but I don't. It's going to be hard running against these dudes.
What about the AFC?
AFC, man, that's a tough one. But I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow, Cincinnati.
No,
San
I just changed my mind. I just changed my mind. I just changed my mind. Psych. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Even with a gimpy leg.
Even with a gimpy leg.
Okay.
All right. That's the Hall of Famer. We will check him on those on Monday.
No doubt.
Next Monday. Great stuff, man,
Appreciate you.
Yep.
All right, now, I'll talk to you, brother.
All right. Sources say is next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. The same way we put Chris and Rob's combined 106 years of journalism experience to the test.
I'm taking 56 of those years.
I mean, you're a soon-to-be Hall of Famer, right, Rob?
No.
That's what I heard.
We'll see.
That's right.
That's right.
I got seven stories. I don't think we got time to throw all seven. We'll get through as quickly as we can. Story number one. My sources tell me that track star Sha'Carri Richardson, remember her with the big hair and the nails, the marijuana and all that stuff with the Olympics. Well, anyways, she was recently kicked off an American Airlines flight after an altercation with a flight attendant because she refused to put her phone away before takeoff. Rob, my source is good.
Oh, I'm going to say that sounds true.
True.
True. I'm surprised you guys both knew that.
Rob guessed. I knew it.
Yeah, Chris knows about all the hip-hop stuff, you know.
How's that hip-hop?
Well, she's in the hip-hop culture. She is.
All right, here we go. Story number two.
Chris, I don't know why I said
I know.
That.
He got back into a corner. Try to move on quickly.
Racist?
All right, I know.
That's got to be racist.
Story number two.
That was racist. All right.
If you were white.
Right.
You might get fired.
Right. She's a part of the hip-hop culture. She's a track star.
She's a rapper.
Right. Frankie Muniz, you remember him from, what was that one television, Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he is transitioning into the world of NASCAR. That's right. He will be driving the number 72 car in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series starting later this year. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say false. How do you do that? I'm going to say false.
Yeah, it sounds false. False.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I almost had you because he is doing racing, but it's the ARCA series, not the NASCAR series.
Oh, really?
Wow. He's not good enough for the NASCAR series, but hopefully he gets a couple of wins.
I think so.
And then he moves on to the big games.
How old is he?
He's what got to be my and Alex's age, right? Got to be in his mid-30s, you would think.
A young guy.
Yeah. Plenty of time in front of him, Chris.
I've never seen Malcolm in the Middle.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I never miss it.
Oh, geez.
I have never seen it, though.
I've never watched a full episode, but I've seen a lot of the commercials and, you know, like little.
Yeah, I've heard of it now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Story number three. I think we're all tied up. My sources tell me that former NFL defensive lineman Derek Wolfe got into some hot water over the weekend after he killed a mountain lion that was, in his words, kind of terrorizing the area. And thankfully,
with his bare hands.
Yeah, thankfully there will be nothing coming down from it because authorities say it was following protocol, but people still weren't happy about it. Rob, my source is good.
That's true. There have been mountain lions all over the place, Chris. It's crazy. That's true.
True.
Bro.
I wouldn't have known that. Rob said it with such conviction.
Like Rob G, am I right?
Yeah, I mean,
in that area, Chris, they've been having mountain lions all over the place. I saw a video.
Where I live, we have coyotes.
Do y'all have coyotes? Uh-huh. You got to be careful, right?
Yeah, we got deer.
Can't leave my dog outside at deer. Night. Here we go. We got time for one more. My sources say that Clippers star Paul George, he and his wife used Instagram to tack down some anonymous teenage boy because he did a hit and run on their brand new car and PG wasn't having it. So he used Instagram and all his followers to find the kid, locate the kid. And they did. And they will be getting that taken care of through the proper channels. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say false.
I think it's false, too, but I'll say true to try to win.
Bro.
Yeah! With my,
your qualifier takes it away. Hold on. He said he didn't know.
Rob Parker. Guess.
I'm just a winning machine. Pass me some baby oil.
He emphasized the D.
As the Pistons lose by 40.
No, they cut it to 25.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 1 hour left on this Magic City Monday. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.